Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Film Festival. I'm Andrew Alcherby. I'm here with Danielle McDonald, the actress, lead actress of Patty Cakes, the closing night film of the director's fourth night. How did you get involved with the film, Danielle?
I loved the script, and I wanted to take a chance on it. And I, even though it terrified me, I decided to go to the labs and workshop it, and that's where we really found the character. You know, we worked really, really well together and found Patty. And then after that, it was just about hoping that the film would get made. And it finally did.
What is your relationship to hip-hop?
Very general. The songs that I heard on the radio, I really liked. But I had never really known about the culture, where it came from, and all these underground artists. I kind of only knew the popular ones on the radio. And that changed after I did the Sundance Labs. You know, I really started to find out about all these new up-and-coming artists and really kind of do research on rap and culture. And yeah, I became basically a big fan in that time period.
Did you go to shows to prepare for the role?
I didn't really go to shows. That's a funny thing. I guess I actually did see a couple, but I watched a lot online. I watched a lot of rap battles online. That was a thing. I watched so many videos where I could kind of see their movement and their intensity, and that was really interesting. I listened to a lot of their songs just and learnt them, practiced them. Yeah, it was a whole process. I worked with a rapper, a Brooklyn-based rapper called Sky Zoo, for a month, and I would just hang out with him and his friends at the studio. Kind of just see like his day-to-day life, and we would work on songs together, and he would help me, and it was really cool.
You are proposing a very different image of actress in this role. How do you relate to that?
I mean, you have to be able to just be okay with who you are and own yourself. Otherwise, you know, what's the point? So it's kind of really cool to see a lead role where the person isn't your typical Hollywood starlet, and it's just a real story about people, and it's kind of people that we don't really get to see on film often, and that was really great because everyone wants to feel represented. And I would have loved seeing a movie like this when I was growing up, and I knew that. I think as for, you know, positive body image, I mean, this movie kind of tackles it in a way. It's just about owning who you are, not trying to change for other people's sake, and being true to yourself.
Can you talk us about the chemistry on the set?
We got along really well. It happens, and it doesn't always happen. It really doesn't. And so we got really lucky with that. I met Bridget and Sib when we did the Sundance Labs, and that was a year and 9 months before we started production. So I already had a relationship with them at that point. Sid became like my little brother instantly. Our relationship is very kind of similar, except I'm the big sister in the relationship. And then Bridget, I instantly connected with. I went to her comedy show when she came out to LA after we did the labs, and I was like, what? I had no idea. She's incredible. And then Kathy I met right before production, and she was just like that instant family. She's just the warmest person. She just like grabs you and hugs you, and I'm like, oh, okay, I feel at home. And you just can't help but love Kathy instantly. Mamadou, you know, it was really interesting because he kind of is a very internal character, and he plays Boston, and he's a very internal character. And throughout the film, we're getting to know each other, and obviously there is that chemistry between us. And that was a really cool thing because I got to know him throughout filming. And I think the first day that we kind of really spoke, we were like, okay, cool. So we have a scene together. We have a love scene. We spoke about it. We were like, we've both had scenes like this before. We've both been uncomfortable before. Like, so let's just talk it out. And we did. We just spoke about it. We got really real with each other, really open with each other. And by the time it came to doing it on set, it was so easy because we were like, we're friends. We're cool. We completely trust each other to just go there. And it helped so much to kind of be in that mind frame. And we just kind of kept getting closer as filming progressed, all of us. And I mean, now we're all really good friends.
Was it difficult to learn how to rap?
Very difficult. It was difficult for me. And I think a big part of it was just confidence and belief that you can do it, because it wasn't a skill set I'd ever had. But once I found the accent and I found kind of who the character was, it helped with my confidence, but it was a lot of work. Like, I practiced songs constantly. I tried different styles, tones, rhythms, intensities. I saw what worked for me, what didn't work for me. I would just record songs and send them to Jeremy. He would give me notes and feedback, and I would redo them. And then sometimes I would record songs and be like, I'm not sending them this because this is just bad. And I realized that that wasn't going to work for me because that just really was not something that was natural to me at all. So you kind of find your wheelhouse. And then Jeremy and I spent a lot of time in the studio figuring out Patty's voice and where it lay within the music that he wrote.
What drove you to acting?
I grew up in Australia. I used to play like make-believe games with my friends. I don't know, when I was like really little, with my neighbors. And one of my friends got in a performing arts class, singing, acting, and dancing. And she told me that I should too. And I went to it when I was 12, and I fell in love with the acting part. The singing part I was awful at. I just hid in the back of the choir. And the dancing part was really fun, but the acting was what I was like, okay, I love this. I fell in love with it, and I kept doing more and more classes over the years, and then I couldn't see myself doing anything else.
How is Danielle, the actress, connected with Patty, the character?
I really relate to her in the sense that she really had a dream to kind of get into an industry that didn't really accept her. And I mean, I definitely had a dream to get in an industry that I'm not necessarily openly accepted in. I am, but it's not easy to get in and be different. That's just kind of the way it is. So, and there are definitely people that were like, I don't know if you're going to be able to do that because of how you look. And you can't listen to it. You have to just, if you don't try, how do you ever know what you can achieve? And that's my thing. So this is what I want to do. I'm going to try. And then you work at it until you achieve what you want to achieve. And that was what I did. So I related to Patty in that sense very wholeheartedly. It makes me so happy to just see different people on screen. I just liked seeing diversity in every aspect, like different sexualities, different ethnicities, like more women in film, different body shapes, definitely, because it represents real life. You know, there are many different people in the world of all different shapes, sizes, backgrounds, cultures, and to see different stories representing these people makes me happy because I don't necessarily want to see everything that I already know. I want to see stuff that I don't know, and it inspires me anytime.
Thanks a lot to Danielle McDonald from the film Patty Cakes, Angela Cherby from the Cannes Film Festival, for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.